This is Blair Durham with Black Wall Street Today, your media hub for all things Black business and related news, strategy, and events.
You are tuned into Black Wall Street Today. Now, here on Black Wall Street Today, we are always interviewing the most innovative, the hardest working, and community-facing entrepreneurs in the 757, and Hampton Roads this morning is no different. In front of me today, I have founder and owner of Global Connectivity LLC, LeVar Johnson. Now, Global Connectivity is a sports and technology company. They're merging the two. They enhance business development for companies through community outreach and brand representation. And we have their number one in charge with us this morning, LeVar Johnson. How you doing this morning, LeVar?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great this morning, man. I am eager to learn more about your company. I am big into tech. And I'm most importantly, I love seeing us in tech, and I think that's so important. So let's start with the very obvious question. What is Global Connectivity LLC, and how do you combine sports and tech?
Sure. So Global Connectivity LLC is a sports, tech, and media company. You look at around the market in sports, and there's a need. When you talk about sports and tech, you're dealing with analytics. But what I'm trying to bring to light is more of with Global Connectivity is the direct personal relationship with the athlete player, and also put their platform, their specific platform that they have, and shedding more light on it. We currently have a player who signed an NIL deal, a basketball player, and we're going to do a day in a life documentary. We're going to follow them. So what we're trying to do is bring more light to the player, the personal side, through connection and community engagement. That's part of what Global Connectivity does.
Wow. So who should then be reaching out to engage with Global Connectivity? Is it folks in tech or is it folks in sports?
So ideally, it would be someone in sports, college coaches, athletes. With Global Connectivity, we do the tech side. You know, but we can merge with people in technology as well. We have business development. We have partnerships with people in technology. But ideally, what we're trying to do is really connect with the athlete, the player athlete, the coaches, and shine more light on them, what they have going on through Global Connectivity on the tech side.
Gotcha. And what type of tech are you guys leveraging to accomplish your goals here?
So the type of tech we do, we have live video recordings, we have podcasts, we have interviews, we have film, group photo sessions, things of that nature with the athlete practice shoots, you know, those levels of technology.
So I have to ask, what made you jump into this field? What made you say, you know what sports is missing? A tech company.
It's a great question. So I grew up playing basketball from Westchester County, New York. I'm 5'9". I played college basketball. I didn't make it to the league. I thought I was going to go to the NBA. And once I played, when I was in college, after college, I joined the military. And when I joined the military, that was my introduction into technology. It was radio communications. I finished school in the military. And when I got out, I really enjoyed the technology side. I liked how it was challenging for me, and I also didn't see a lot of people like me in the technology field. So it kind of pushed me to go hard in tech, and also my two passions are tech and basketball. And so I wanted bridging and combining tech and basketball, and I started Global Connectivity. At the end of the day, people with priding ourselves on connection and community, people want to connect. Someone wants to connect, and it's like the logo is kind of like the Wi-Fi signal. All you're doing is connecting, and we're connecting over specifics with people and their interests in sports and tech.
When an athlete or an athletic program is able to use tech to connect to the community more effectively, what are some of the results they should expect? What do people go? They go from one thing to another when they connect with your company. What is that?
So, like for example, if you have a player that you know that wants to get their brand out more, you know, Global Connectivity, we can help them do that, and that goes into IG, social media accounts, brand, fan engagement, people liking their page, getting their name out. It's all about the posts and the likes, and that will definitely enhance their following and bring more awareness to what they have going on.
Gotcha. How did you get into that area of social media analytics and data to be able to make strategic decisions?
Well, it's one of the it's kind of like the new wave now. For what, past 10 to 15 years, social media is part of branding. You cannot not have a social media account and not, you know, when people network nowadays, they're like, what's your LinkedIn or your IG handles, you know? So if you realize, you see, like, that's part that's very important, and that's very important to have when doing business and connecting. And then when we talk about these athletes and players and coaches, most of them all have a social media account and handle, and people will go to their page and see their followers or see their numbers, and the more that they have, the more people will likely do business with you. So
yeah, well, you know what, this seems like a great point to ask you, what are the social media handles for you or Global Connectivity, so the folks listening right now can hop on and see what you're about?
Sure, thanks for asking. So Global Connectivity, we have an IG page, a business page. It's Global Connectivity LLC. Simple. We just launched the page, just like the business, in January. But you can find it, it's Global Connectivity LLC, and also the website, www.globalconnectivityllc.com.
Awesome. So you launched in January, so you're heading towards a year. Tell me what you've seen in the 757 as far as the needs of the athletic community or any trends that you see happening in the athletic community here.
Definitely. That's a great question. Thanks for asking. So number one is I've blessed to attend a lot of technology conferences in 2023. And as I was thinking, I just came back from AfroTech, which was in Austin, Texas.
That's huge, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the biggest black tech conferences, over 20,000 people networking, and it was great. It was great energy. But, you know, on my way back, as I was thinking and looking around and talking to some of my business partners as well, it was like there's a need for the 757 to have a tech conference or a tech summit. You have so much athletic talent in the area, but you don't really see people highlighting sports and tech in the 757. Mm. You could look, they have them in some major cities, like DC might have some, Charlotte might, but there's this area of 7 with the colleges and the universities and the black excellence out here. To answer your question, we're looking at, in 2024, we're working on bringing a tech and sports conference to the 757. Super stoked and excited about it. Still in the beginning phases, but it's going to happen. And we're gonna do that yearly, and that's going to be under the Global Connectivity umbrella brand.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing for the talent here in 757. When people live here for more than a few years, across the board, something that I always hear is that the 757 has just a high level of talent, or like talent per capita. So I think that this is a great place for a company like yours, because there is so much need to shine a light on the talent. So let's talk a little bit about the business stuff.
Sure.
How do you go about acquiring your first customers or your first folks that you're interacting with, right? You launch in January. Yeah. You probably have some sports network because you grew up in sports. But what were your first steps there?
That's a great question. So to me, it goes back to the whole social media accounts. You know, I reached out. I use my resources. I have some connections at Hampton University with the basketball team. So I connect with the coaches, have access there to the players, and just talk. And then I work with the PIT, the Portsmouth Invitational Tournament, mm-hmm. every April, bring the top 64 college basketball players top 64 college basketball seniors to the area. And it's like tryouts for the NBA to get an invite to Chicago for the combine. But what really initially, one of the big time players we currently have who signed the NIL deal, I was blessed to work with a team that was in the TBT tournament over the summer, the basketball tournament on ESPN. I filmed their training camp, and one of the players, he grew up, well, one of the players on the team knows a player here locally. They grew up in the same area, and he connected me with him. So it's all about networking.
Mm.
And that just let me know that when I was in Dallas, I did such a great thing and left such a great impression with Global Connectivity with the players, that they are now recommending players that they know locally, hey, go to LeVar if you want to, you know, get your brand out under Global Connectivity. So it's a blessing. But yeah, it's all about your work and how you present yourself to other people. And I'm blessed with opportunities to continue to work with people.
You're listening to the Black Wall Street Today with Blair Durham podcast. I'm the producer, Seiko Varner from Positive Vibes. So we would love for you to do a few things. Like this episode, you're going to like it anyway. Share this episode. It's worth sharing. And tell other people about the podcast. Sharing is caring. Let's all get wealthy.
So let's actually dive into that, how you present yourself to other people, because that's important. So we have a wide listenership on this show.
Sure.
And we have a certain percentage of our listenership that is older.
Absolutely.
So for the older folks who are listening this Sunday morning and thinking, social media is already distracting our athletes so Absolutely. Much. Why would we be putting more focus in that? Yeah. Can you speak to that older generation about maybe some of the benefits that they don't understand and why this will not be a distraction from athletic performance?
Sure. So as far as with anything, it's you know, for the most, it's how you use it. All right. It's all content. Right? It's what you choose to use and what you choose to put out there. For me, my sole focus, so the Global Connectivities, our motto, you know, we pride ourselves on connection and community. Mm. Right? So if you go about that daily, what we do is when we interacting with the athlete or with coaches or with players or with anyone, you know, our focus is to build that connection. Because you just never know where that would take you. And then also, we're thinking about the community as well. Mm. You know, so we pride ourselves on connection and community. So our approach is to always stay level with anything we do. Stay humble and work it, you know, work it in a great way. To always, you know, like I said, with the coaching, the training camp in Dallas, I have players reaching out to me saying, hey, I have this player here. I would like to introduce you to him and do some work with him. So that's basically priding yourself on connection and community and putting good energy out there, and you'll get it back. So it's all about content and how you approach it.
That's awesome. Now, I hear you talking a lot about college teams in the area. Yeah. Is that your target market right now, is the college athlete? Or are you also open to working with high school athletes? And do you plan or currently work with professional athletes for the future?
Great question. So right now, my focus I'm going with was working for me right now. And it's a college athlete. It's the college sector right now.
Yeah.
But yes, professional athletes, absolutely, and also high school athletes. And what we're going to do with this one player who we have who has an NIL deal, we're going to interview him soon. We're going to bring him into the community. We're going to connect him to high school so he could talk to high school kids. So we already have that in the works. So these high school kids could see him, because, you know, some kids aren't fortunate to go to these college basketball games, or they might not be able to see. But we're going to bring him in, and that's part of connection and community.
That's huge, and I think that could only have a positive impact if high school kids get to see a college athlete really thriving and succeeding and really can consider that for their future.
Yes.
So talk to us about team here.
Yeah.
Global Connectivity LLC, are you carrying this thing on your back right now? Do you have a board? Do you have people you work with?
So
what's it look like?
Yeah, no, great question. So Global Connectivity LLC is all me right now, but I do have a team that works with me, that supports me.
Awesome.
But, you know, and then they're coming on board, and they help with input. But ideally, it's all me right now. It's still just launched. It's still new. But I am bringing more people on, you know, once we really get going and rolling. Because as I see, even within these months and these years, these months of having it, you can't do this on your own. You know, like we see as we're speaking right now, I have my favorite photographer in here taking pictures, you know. You know, it's definitely a team. But I do have people providing input. So I have one, Shakir Johnson with the City of Newport News. He wanted to say hello to you guys. And I'll definitely want to shout out Miss Shanae Saxby, the Princess Kingdoms IG, and your favorite photographer IG for supporting me as well. And those also in my circle. So that's kind of my team right now, answer your question.
You have some good people around, man.
Thank you. That's strong.
So let's talk about your journey in entrepreneurship, because a lot of people have a passion for media.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have a passion for sports.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a passion for those things and a complete other thing to decide, I'm going to reach out to the SEC, start a business entity, try to grow this business entity, track finances, do marketing, it's the entire thing.
Yeah.
So what was it that that helped you get the wherewithal and the courage to actually take that step, to go from this is going to be more than an idea and a passion, this is going to be a fully functioning business?
That's another great question. So growing up in Westchester County, New York, I was part of a mentorship program. And under that mentorship program, we were part of the, it's NFTE, National Foundation for Teaching Entrepreneurs. Yeah, it was like 95, 96 in Westchester County, New York. So we kind of, we was getting some input on what entails to be an entrepreneur. I always thought entrepreneurship was cool, having your own, but also doing something for a cause. Years later, obviously, you know, college basketball, joining the military, and then and doing tech. I always did have a passion for entrepreneurship, but I never was fully pushing it until, you know, my Shanae Saxby, my girlfriend here, she's an entrepreneur as well. And then I saw her doing her dailies and what she did in her business. And I was like, you know what? Now is a great time for me to start my own business. And she has helped me. So it's all about timing. I don't know if we weren't together, would I have went so hard, because she helps me and gives me input. And a lot of people in my circle, they are entrepreneurs. But Ms. Saxby here, she's definitely been supportive and helping me on the entrepreneurial journey as an entrepreneur as well.
So I'm going to highlight two gems that LeVar just dropped on us right now. Number one, mentorship. Mentorship is so critical when shaping the minds of our future. And number two, the woman you choose to have in your life will have a significant impact on the direction of that life. He's nodding right now. If you guys were here in the studio with us, you would see how hard he's nodding in agreement. Yeah. This is a fact. Not only the people that you choose, but specifically the romantic partner you choose in your life is going to have a huge impact on the direction that you go. So speaking of direction, what do you see for the future of global connectivity? What is global connect? Like, we know that next year we're going to see a conference, but what does global connectivity look like in 2027, 2028, 2030?
We're going to be a global brand. You know, we're not trying to compete with ESPN or be, you know, televised games, but we're going to be a global known brand that supports the athletes, supports people in tech. We're going to support anybody who wants to come on, you know, board with global connectivity, but we're going to be global and we're going to be known and we're going to always highlight those in sports and tech, you know? So, and definitely the sports and tech conference in the 757, that's on its way.
Yeah, I am super excited for that sports tech conference. As soon as tickets go on sale, I am definitely gonna be one of the first people to get that, because I love tech, but also Virginia, the state of Virginia, having no sports team, no professional sports team whatsoever in any league, kind of forces us to make our local heroes be our sports team. We support our local athletes in the way that other states support their sports teams. So you'll see a lot of posters and murals up with athletes from all types of teams, all grouped together because they're from the 757. Absolutely. So talk to us about, let's stay in the lane of business. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about the journey that you went through in starting the business. Were you able to find any resources here in 757? Were you able to talk to people who have done something similar? What were the first steps? Because I know that people listening to this show are considering starting their own businesses. So can you give them some advice about some of those very first steps?
So again, there's not people that are doing something similar as far as what I'm doing with Global Connectivity, but from the entrepreneurial side and resources, I definitely want to shout out Black Brand. I connected with Black Brand a few months ago around the springtime. I've always heard about them, and when I went to the meeting in June, and you see so many people, entrepreneurs, and people wanting to help you and connect with you, is very it feels good to be around people, like-minded individuals. Those entrepreneurs, they have different areas of entrepreneurship, but it's like one pot. Everybody's willing to help, and that's why I'm here today too. So I definitely want to shout out Black Brand for the opportunity, and you guys have something great going on out there, and for the community as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. So for all those aspiring entrepreneurs out there, there are a bunch of free resources in Hampton Roads that you can access. But if you start with Black Brand, the Hampton Roads Regional Black Chamber of Commerce, they will also guide you to some of these other resources as well. So just make sure that if you're starting a business in the 757 area, that you do your research, number one, and number two, make sure you find your way to blackbrand.biz so you can get some of that assistance. Speaking of assistance, what type of people are you looking to engage with right now? If somebody wants to invest in this, should they reach out? If somebody is good at video editing, should they reach out? If somebody is an aspiring college player and they're in high school, should they reach out? Who should be engaging with Global Connectivity?
Absolutely. So anyone in filming, media, athletes, we're, at this point, we're not saying no to anyone. So don't hesitate to reach out. If you reach out and we connect and we sit down and talk, then we're more than willing to work with you or even bring you on board to the company. You know, we're for the community and connections, and we just want passionate people and people who are about, you know, have positive goals and doing great things. You know, we have, as this business, you know, you wanted to have a reputation of they doing great things over there. Always keep that.
Absolutely. So I know right now my voice is reaching some passionate athletes and some passionate folks in media. And if you are one of those people, if this is striking a chord with you, then you should head over to Global Connectivity, LLC.com. That is how you can get in contact with LeVar. This could be the start to your video editing career. This could be the start to your career in tech or your career in sports. Again, that website is globalconnectivityllc.com. Okay, so you started off in New York.
Sir.
You landed here in the 757.
Yes.
This is where you're starting your entrepreneurial journey, right here in the 757. Yeah. So the question is, why Hampton Roads? Why not take this back up to New York? Why'd you decide to stick right here in Hampton Roads?
Again, I love it here. Mm. I like being by the water. It's for me, it's like my second home. And then also when you see the need for things that can be done out here. So New York is saturated. Most of those cities, obviously, they're densely populated and highly saturated. But when we speak on, like, the tech and sports event, that hasn't been done here. So you can see, like, okay, we could bring that here with the right people and the right connections. But to answer your question, I love it out here. You know, I just like the vibe. It's peace for me. It has a city feel, and then it also has this quiet country feel. So as I'm getting older and evolving and doing things, I like it here. It's peace to me, to answer the question.
I love that you pointed out the opportunity that is here in 757. Oftentimes, you'll hear people, especially people coming from bigger cities, to say that there aren't as many things to do, there aren't as many organizations and stuff to be a part of, events to be a part of, but a smart person, an entrepreneurial mindset, identifies that as an opportunity. If there is a gap, then an entrepreneur is going to figure out how to be the one to fill that gap, how their organization can take advantage of the need that is out there and really fill that gap in a way that satisfies the entire community. Where did your focus on community come from? Did you grow up with that community spirit? Did you develop it later in the military? Has it always been with you?
It's always been with me. I have a heart for people. I love people. I love helping. I love giving back. I was part of the YMCA in the Hampton District's advisory board, giving back, philanthropy, and also just helping people, you know? It's always been in me. It's always been in me. You know, my name, I say this joke, I hope it doesn't sound corny, but my name is LeVar. And my nickname is Var, but you say love first before you say Var. So I function from a place of love. Like, you know, I'm urban. I'm from Westchester County. But, and that's the kind of like, that's what makes me is because people could look at you and they might judge you, but when they get to know you, it's like, wow, you know? And that, you know, for years I would take that kind of personal because the way I talk, or, you know, not even more of the look, just the way you might present yourself to someone. And it's like when they get to know you, and that's part of, you know, being in tech, and that's what I've dealt with. So, but to answer your question, I love helping people, and I love, you know, giving back, because, you know, you remain blessed by being a blessing to others. You keep what you have by giving it away. It's pretty deep. So
you keep what you have by giving it away. That is deep. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So let's talk about tech now. I have a past in tech, and I'm sure that you have noticed the same thing I noticed, which is there are so very few of us in tech. If you're not going to a specifically black tech conference, if you go to just a regular tech conference, then you will be a part of the 1%
sure.
of black people that are attending the tech conference. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about how you think we close that gap in the black community. As someone who is black and in tech, you're kind of leading that charge of us entering tech. Do you have any thoughts on how we can get more young black kids into tech and maybe see a future where we are more involved in tech?
Yeah, so again, it goes back to when with tech, there's this thing that's like, okay, you have to have this certain look to be in tech, like a square, no disrespect, you know, like a square. But as the urban geek movement and the urban geek is that you could be you and be cool and be in tech. What we can do and there's a need to, and we'll definitely push this during the tech and sports conference, because when you think of tech and sports, I'm pretty sure you're not going to think it would be someone like me bringing it to the 757. So once we get the name and create the buzz out there, and then show the youth and show people that we can do it and it could be done, it's all about getting the brand out there and letting people see. And that's why I'm thankful for this airtime, for the interview, because this is a grind. But, you know, more than just trying to do it, I'm also doing it for a cause, to, like you said, to show people, hey, I could be cool in tech. I know, no knock to the military. You don't have to go into the military to be in tech. You could finish school. And there are some good companies that support us, but we should support each other in this realm of tech. And so, you know, we could, as collectively, we're stronger as a unit than as one.
Absolutely. That was a gem right there about supporting one another in tech. Some of you guys listening have friends that are in tech or starting their tech careers or maybe getting a tech degree. As a community, we really have to champion our folks who are moving into the future. Now, with tech companies, a lot of tech companies start based on investment, going out and pitching and, hey, 10% of my company for $200,000. Some tech companies start by traditional funding like a bank loan or credit line. Other tech companies go right off of revenue, how we would say, from the mud, just building up by your own bootstraps. What do you see as the path that you want to take? Are you going to go straight revenue? Are you thinking of getting funding through a loan? Are you thinking of investment, a combination? What's your plans?
I like to get it from the mud. It just feels better. But, you know, if someone wants to invest, I'm more than willing to have that conversation. But as of now, functioning for the coming up on a year, it's been straight in coming input, output, coming from the mud, getting it from the mud. It just feels, it hits a little different. But, you know, like I said, if someone wants to invest, we'll have that conversation. But I always want to keep, I don't want to sell global connectivity. Mm. I want to keep it, because that's another side that things happens when you have a brand and you build it up and you sell it. I don't think it's organic. It's not as organic once other people put their spices into the pot. So, you know, I just always want to build it. I want to build it up. It just hits different. It feels a little different. Even though it's a grind, you know, you're pouring into it. It's like your baby. It is your baby.
Yeah, 100%.
It's your baby, so yeah.
And this is something that you just want to hold on to, maybe pass down to the next generation of Johnsons?
That's needed. To go back to what you're saying, that's the intent of selling it for X million dollars, even though, you know, money is good. But what's more important, to pass it down for generations and then to sell it, you know? So definitely need it. And that's another part of global connectivity for the future.
So LeVar Johnson of Global Connectivity, here to stay and leading with love. LeVar, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Is there any last words you'd like to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say again, thank you for the opportunity. Black Black brand. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you. I'm thankful for what you're doing for the community as well. But Global Connectivity, we're here. Be on the lookout in 2024 for the Sports and Tech Conference. Like I said, you can find me on IG, Global Connectivity LLC, or you could the website, www.globalconnectivityloc.com. Thank you, and love, blessings, peace, and holiday. Happy holidays to all.
Absolutely. Global Connectivity, a brand to look out for and a brand that will help you lift up your brand. See them on social or head to that website, globalconnectivityllc.com, and I'll be seeing all of you here back next Sunday, 10:30 a.m., right here on Hot 91, the Soul of VA.
This episode was brought to you by Positive Vibes Consulting. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. If you're a business owner and the bank said no, we may have a solution for you. Let's have a conversation. If you're a nonprofit organization, let's strategize and find ways for you to have continuous income while you're searching for donations and pursuing grants. That's positivevibesconsulting.com. A proud member of Black Brand.
Phenomenal. Stay with us online at Black Wall Street Today on Facebook and Black Wall Street Today on Instagram. And then follow us on Twitter as well at BWS Today. We look forward to talking again next week. Have a wonderful week. I have said and I will continue to say that the most important priority for the Black community is the Black community, not a particular political party.
Phenomenal. Hey, yo, when I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black Wall Street. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. When I say Black, you say Wall Street. Black, Black. Black Wall Street, Black Wall Street.
Phenomenal.